Hello, this is Jill.
I'm Jerry from Restorify, part of Intoxilog. Call is recorded for quality. I just want to talk to you about fighting for an expungement. Have you ever heard about that? What it can do for you?
I actually just recently got an email, but I haven't looked too much into it at all.
Okay, well, an expungement is a way to get rid of your DUI from public view. So it doesn't show up on background checks. So I was hoping I could quickly tell you about what we do. Can I do that, or?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. So this process of expungement is very, very expensive if you choose an attorney so they can do the work for you. Now, with us, you're only going to pay a fraction of the cost. We'll let you do it in your schedule at your own pace. But the main benefit we offer you is we can do a pre-screening for you. If you're interested, we create an account on our website and start that pre-screening to ensure that you're not going to waste your money, that you're not going to waste your time. I will let you know if your DUI can indeed be expunged or not. It's free and it's private. Your information will be secure. Now, after 1 or 2 days, you're going to get an email letting you know if you have passed the pre-screening. And if you have passed that pre-screening, we are going to be with you every step of the way. We'll give you a call back to walk you through the next step. So it's very, very easy. I'm just wondering if you are interested at this point.
I think anybody would be interested in that, but as far as my experience with Intoxilog, I just got violations on there when I had it, and it wasn't for drinking, it was for missed rolling retests or whatever. Anyways, long story short, that actually made me not, that actually, Intoxilog was the reason why I lost my license, and I don't even get it back until like 2027.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I had it for a couple of years, but it actually kind of screwed me more than it ended up benefiting me in the end. So.
Okay. Well, the reason we're doing this is because it probably hasn't happened to you. I'm not saying it has, right? I'm not saying it will. But some people who have had Intoxilog, they try and apply for a loan, a mortgage, or even a high-paying job, another job, and they say no to them because they have a DUI in their record, right? Because these institutions are entitled to run a background check on you.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to avoid for everybody else who has used Intoxilog, so they can get rid of that DUI from their record and, you know, have brighter expectations for the future, right? So you're not going to...
Right.
Try and
so
and,
what would it require? Like, what's the typical?
Well, to create your account and do the pre-screening, I only need your email. I believe I have your first and last name, Jill Hewitt.
Yep.
I need your email and your birth date. And if you do qualify, you're probably wondering how much this is going to cost you. Remember that you can do it whenever you want to, right? You don't have to pay immediately. You don't have to do it in a week, in a month, whenever you want to. But what we charge, our fee is $99. And the best of it all is that you can split that in 4 different payments. So it's really a bargain if you think about it.
$99 for what? What are you paying for?
$99 is our fee. So
fee
we can
for
give
what?
You guidance. You know, we're going to tell you what kind of documents you need, the answers to the questions that the judge is going to ask you. You know, many other things that we're going to help you with. Now, that will be a different area, so I don't know the whole details. That's why we're going to give you a call back if you do qualify to tell you how exactly it's going to work out.
Okay. All you need is... Go ahead.
I was just going to ask if you were interested. And, yeah, I have your first name, Jill, last name Hewitt, H-E-W-I-T-T.
Yep, and I did get an email from you guys recently, so
right.
My email will be on file, too.
Oh.
Okay,
well, I'm sorry. Actually, I don't have access to your email. I just have access to your first and last name. If you could provide it to me, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, it's Jill, J-I-L-L, and then my, not my last name now, but it was S-A-L-L. V as in Victor, H-U-S, at gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. It's Jill,
mm-hmm.
and your last name is S as in Sam, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, V as in Victor, H as in Hotel, U as in Uniform, S as in Sierra, at Gmail.
Yep.
All right, and what's your birthday, please, your date of birth?
My date of birth is 11-22-83.
11-22-83.
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a second. Okay. Just waiting on confirmation that the account, oh yeah, here we go. The account has been created successfully. So just be on top of your email, because it usually takes 1 or 2 days to get a response, you know, letting you know if you have passed the pre-screening and so on and so forth. You're more than welcome to check the email that you just got to make sure it's us, right? It's Restorify, R-E-S-T-O-R-I-F-Y, from Intoxilog. It's us. So,
okay, so what is exactly screening for?
The pre-screening is going to make is to ensure that you're not going to, okay, let me put it this way. It's to make sure that your DUI can indeed be expunged, that you can take it off your record.
Okay.
By doing that, we're saving you money and time, right? Because
right.
imagine it turns out you don't have to, you cannot get it off, and you're going to pay us $99. No, right? It just doesn't work that way. So it's to ensure that you don't waste your time or money. And we're going to make sure that it can be expunged. Now, as to what comes into play here, what qualifies you or not, I just have a vague idea because I'm not in that area, right? My job is just to make sure people are interested. I sign them up on their website, and then it's a different department who takes care of it. But what I do know is, for example, if you have a felony DUI, that disqualifies you. That's what I'm trying to say. Right, if it's a felony, you're disqualified. And again, there are other factors, but I'm really not sure what those factors are because I'm not in charge of that area.
Mm-hmm.
But remember what I said previously, that if you do qualify, we are going to keep in touch. So my question to you is, during a typical week, what is the best day and time to get a hold of you? Because we don't want to interrupt your work.
Probably early afternoon.
Early afternoon. Any day of the week?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Do you have any questions before I let you go?
No, I'll just look for it in my email. So thank you.
That sounds like a plan. Well, thank you very much for taking my call and thank you for your vote of confidence. Have a good one.
Yes, you too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.